What we have left in terms of this inyan of our Tosfos, we have to discuss the end of the Tosfos. We have to still read it inside. And then I want to focus a little bit on how to contrast what comes in our Tosfos vis-a-vis the Tosfos elsewhere, Tosfos of the Seer specifically. Then we have some other Rishonim that also weigh in on the same inyan about Tainas Mezuyif and why the woman can be married, in our case, of maybe get married to Yisrael, and Rishonim have other ways to explain it, and also some issues relating to whether she can also collect her ksuba, because that's another nafgamina from the fact that she has to get to remarry, but Lamaisa we're talking about get she ena mekuyim, right? Im yeshel of already is kayim, so they have to know the discussion. A lot of the Rishonim that discuss this also appear on Daf Tes, or appear on Daf Tes rather than over here. So we'll discuss a little bit of that inyan as well. But first and foremost, we have a number of interesting diyukim to work out at the end of this Tosfos. So we are up to, let's just read again, we spoke at the outside, from the last point, the Im Tomar, this is the Amud Beis of the Tosfos. The Tosfos is convinced, as he proved so far twice, from two Rayas, Moshafkis and the Gemara in Baba Basra, Lo Matnu Enosnim. Tosfos has proven that the rule of Taninan applies even to a Taina of Mezuyif. Even though the Yisomim, for example, don't know about whether a Shtar is Mezuyif or not, we spell out the Taina because the father could have said Mezuyif, and therefore we say Taninan Mezuyif. Why would we have thrown otherwise? We have two possible svaras. Tosfos of Bamitzia says because it's a Taina de Loshchicha, perhaps we don't say that for Taninan. We know that by Nensu, for example, we don't say Taninan and Nensu. Another possible svar, Tosfos says in Ksuvis, is because the din of Kiyum Shtaris is only Drabanan, and perhaps the Chachamim were only Choshesh to require Kiyum only if you might say you have the loaf here saying Tanis Bari. Other than that, they weren't Matzvich Kiyum. Either way, Tosfos is establishing not that way, that we say Taninan Amizuyif. Ask Tosfos, I have a Gemara B'Mitzia that seems to indicate otherwise. At first glance, this Gemara would be a Raya that we do not say Taninan Amizuyif. Why? Because we have a Gemara, as Tosfos quotes, Pligiva Meiv Rabbanan. Machokas Tanoyim B'Matzah Shtar Chov, Matzah Shtar Shein Bo Achrayis. So the Shtar does not indicate in it that you have a right to collect from Mishubadim. And the din is, D'Rabbanan Amri Lo Yachzir, so this shtar, halva, was found on the street, and the chachamim say you cannot return it to the malveh because of some potential problem that could result from returning it. Rav Meir says you may return it, and what's exactly the nature of this machokes, and what's it all about? Umuki lo Shmuel, Tosfos brings the ukimta of Shmuel in that pshat, in that mishnah, kishein chayiv moda, that the case is that the loveh is claiming Mezuyif. Ein chayiv moda means he's not moda that the shtar is authentic. He denies that the shtar is real. And what's the purpose, therefore, of returning for Rav Meir? It's anyway, the lova tain is that it's nothing. So how could you return the v'yachzu Rav Meir lotzer b'itzku chiso? That, it, in other words, it's not returned to the lova. The lova thinks the whole thing is a forgery, so he wouldn't be the one to get the cork. But the chachamim are going to get a piece of paper that could be used as a bottle stopper. And the reason why you're not worried for a mayor that anything could come of this is because, as the Gemara explains there, this Tosfos doesn't spell out, that the fact that this in the shtar doesn't say achrayis, so a mayor's shita would be that a shtar that doesn't say achrayis is worthless. You can't collect even from the nechor, even from the loba himself. And therefore, there's no point, there's nothing to be lost by giving it back to the malveh. Let him have his paper for a cork. On the other hand, the rabban say, lo yachzir. And now Tosfos tries to figure out, what's the problem for the chachamim in returning this shtar? The hashtag rabbana amai lo yachzir. Seemingly, haleka lemechash lemidi, there should be no concern here. After all, what could be now? The imekayim le. If the shtar will find, he'll be able to find kiyum, he'll find edim, the same edim, other edim that will verify the signatures. So then, hadinimo. Then he should be correct in being able to collect, because now he's proven the shtar to be real. What could be the problem? The loveh's tain is mezuyif. The kiyum is going to counter that. So then, very good. Let the malveh collect. The ilo mekayim le. And if he's not going to successfully be mekayim the shtar, im kein ma mafsid im mahadale. What is it to lose by returning it? Because L'maisa, without kiyum, the lova is tining mezuyif, so the malva won't be able to collect with the shtad that the lova says is mezuyif. If he's able to mekayim it, matova manoim, he should be able to collect. If he can't mekayim it, then he can't collect. So what's the problem? So Tosus is thinking to prove from here that he was wrong all along. Elevada, so it must be that this Gemara would suggest, chashinan, the following is the problem. Chashinan, we're afraid, shema yotzi shelo b'fana. Maybe the Malvin, once he gets his star, he'll be very sneaky, and he'll find a way to pull out the star and collect from the Lova when the Lova is not here. And if the Lova is not here to say Mizuyif, then whoever is here in his place is not in position to say one way or the other. And we won't be able to pull out the Tana Mizuyif because Mizuyif is not part of the repertoire of Taninan. So it's exactly against what we've been saying until now. We've been assuming that Taninan includes Tanis Mizuyif, and the only reason that here it seems to be that we're not returning it to the Malva is because he's going to pull it out and collect a little bit fun of, and there's no defense of in the form of Tanin Mizuyif. You see that we're not Tanin Mizuyif. This is Tosus Kash. This Kash appears here, appears in the other places in Tosus as well, in the Rishonim. This is a Kasha on this assumption that we say Tanina Mizuyif. Question? So Tosus now is going to have to give a teretz, but before he gives a teretz to explain why there is a problem in giving it back to the Malva, and it's not what we just said, first he rebuts even the assumption of the Kasha to think that the problem lies in the fact that we can't say Mizuyif. Because he says, that is for sure not a problem. And what he's going to say is going to be basically echoing something we saw in the beginning of Tosus, and he actually takes more words writing it here than he did in the beginning of Tosus. But we're already familiar with what Tosus is going to say. He says, you're clearly not correct anyway. Because, you know, there's like, L'tameich, you think the reason is because we can't say Mizuyif, and that's the problem, because we'll take it out to go be fun of, but it won't be a problem anyway. The Yeshlomar, the Al-Karch, so even before Tosus gives the real answer, the real Pshat, he says, your Pshat is anyway wrong. The Al-Karchach, Enatam Bishvokach. Anyway you look at it, the reason can't be what you're trying to say, that he's going to pull it out against the Shalom B'fanav. The Akati Nitim Lo Paruel. Because even if it's true that we don't say Mizuyif, even granted what you think, which is not what the MS is, but we even granted what you think, that you're not Tanim Mizuyif, but we could always say Parua. And how do I know that we could say Parua, that would Parua be a successful taina that the Lova could offer? It's really a machokis. If the Lova says Parua and the Malva has a star, can he be believed to require Kiyam? So it's a question. We've seen that mentioned before. But it so happens, Shmuel himself, who's the one that we're discussing, who's going to pshat in the machokis, as we just stated, Shmuel himself happens to hold the Das Rav Meir. As Tosu now going to quote, Shmuel Svirule Pek Mishameis Behedya, Lib Drav Meir, Mod Bishtashe Kosvo, means that the Lova Tainas Mizuyev, he acknowledges it's not Mizuyev. So what does Rav Meir hold of Shmuel? Tzarech Kaimo. That you require, the Malva is required to Mekayim it, and he doesn't win because he has the Shtar. Now, wait a second, it's Rav Meir. We're talking the Rabbanan, right? So what does Tosus mean to bring from Rav Meir? But the Mashal points out, because the Kasha really is not just a Chachamim. Because Rav Meir would agree, for example, in what case? Right, there was a Chayas HaChasim written. Rav Meir would be, it's on the same page as a Chachamim. So the issue is really Rav Meir too. So as long as we bring Rav Meir in with Shmuel, we've already been able to push back on the Raya. Because then what would be the problem within Rav Meir if it did say Achrayas HaChasim, not to give it back? So you think because of what you're telling me, because you can pull it out against them and they won't be a Tanya Mizuyah, but they'll be a Tanya Parua, and Rav Meir holds, according to Shmuel, that if you say Paraiti, you can force the person to Mekayim it, your belief. And therefore, if that is true, the father therefore would have been believed to say Parua, Migodi Baya Mizuyahu. So that means if the father could say parua, so Tosu says, therefore, we would also be able to say parua. Now, that we have to go over a hurdle here. What do you mean we could say parua? Why would the father be able to say parua? Because he could say mizuyif. And what are we assuming now? You want to prove that even with varacha you have a problem. Because if you're taina, you say we don't taina mizuyif, be ka taina parua. But we can't taina mizuyif. We don't have that koach taina in the parua to draw on the nemanus of mizuyif. Tosus says, that doesn't bother me. Even though Again, this is all within the premise of what the Maksha of the Kasha would be assuming, that we don't say Mizuyef Leka Migo, so we don't for ourselves have that Migo. We could still say Parua even though we don't have the other option. How do I know that? The Kaimam Kamandam of Soperka Mokas Abais, we go like the Shita there, quoted the Tana who holds, the Nishba, the Gove Mechsa, Gabik Starkis, that case of a Starkis, which as we went over before, what is a Starkis? It's a case of a Mechsa Milve, Mechsa what? Yikada. And we say Nishba, the Gove Mechsa. Which Mechsa are you going to collect? The Mechsa Milve, and not the Mechsa Pikadon. And why not the Mechsa Pikadon? Because on that we can do Tanin. And what's the Tana that we use? The Tana he could have said, which is, but Pikadon, what is the Tana? Hechzartiv. But why would he be able to say Hechzartiv? Because he could have said Nensu. And we, Beis Din, cannot say Tanin or Nensu because Tosfos explains it, it's Goshchiach. So you see that you only go the Mechsa, not the other Mechsa, not the Mechsa of Pikadon. And that shows that we can offer a tanin on a taina that he would have only been believed because of the other taina that he could have said, and we don't have that ability. And again, in the Hesper we ran over also, because you see from here, the Yisod of Migo has to do with the Koach HaTaina, and the Koach HaTaina is not here technically, but it's good enough, he would have been able to say it. So all of this is all to show you why the logic that was inherent in the Kasha, the premise that they wanted to learn out, that you would not be able to say tanin mezuyef. And that's the reason of Lo Yachzir, that's incorrect. That's an incorrect shot. Because even with Varecha, that you can't say Mezuyef for Taninan, you could say Parua, even though we couldn't say Mezuyef, and that's the right that he brings again. And therefore, we're back to the Kasha anyway. So anyway, you're going to have to realize that it's a whole different issue going on. So now, what is the pshat? Ela hainu taima de Lo Yachzir. So here comes now the real answer. So with Tosus is here for held his own, Tanina Mizuyef, Lulova Shiloba Fun of Hagkav, right? That's clearly Tosus is holding with that. So what exactly is the problem of the Rachamim here, Lo Yachzir, and for Meir as well, if it had a Chayas Nechasim, why Lo Yachzir? Kevan de Isra Benefilasa. The star fell, the star was found. That by itself brings a certain weakening to the koach of the star. Isra means it became weakened. It became somewhat less potent because it was found. That brings already cause to start thinking that something is off here. Maybe all kinds of possibilities that maybe it's not really to be taken the way it would seem. Something must have happened. Why would it be? Well, people hold on to their stars. The fact that it would be nafel makes us think that maybe something is off. Isra benefilas. Number one, Isra benefilas. Vilove toin mizuyef. And remember we said, in chayev moda, the love says mizuyef. Mizuyefu. Therefore, ein ligvos min hadin. Then really, you cannot collect me'ikar adin afilu yimsa edikim. Now, what Tosus was asking, ma nafsid, if we're ma'zirit, part of that ma nafsid was, if he's mekayimit, hadin imo. But Tosus is turning back now and saying, no, hadin is not imo. Because you have here the fact that it was nafal Yisra, and you have as well the Lova saying Mizuyef. And therefore, even if Ede Kiyum will be found, we still are not convinced that the star is real. We still have to think that maybe it's Mizuyef. How could that be with it? The Ede Kiyum, the Edom recognize their own signature. Tosus brings a dogma of this. The Chashinan, Shema Ziyufei Zayef Echasim. He might have forged their signatures to such a good degree that they themselves are fooled to think it's their signature. And they'll offer kiyum. Where do we find such a mashal ki ahi to get pashit to anach yodei azanuka? That's a gemara there at the end of Baba Basra, that one of the Amorayim got confused, and the gemara explains, and there was Rav Achan, and there was Rav there, if you looked up the gemara, and one of them had a tremor in their way that they signed, and he was able to replicate that, you could say, unusual type of a chasima, because what did he do? He had his, when he was signing it, he had his hand on this type of a pitcher that used to be used to bring up water from the well, and it would be shaking. So if you put your hand on that as you're signing, so your hand is going to shake along with it. So you don't have a tremor, but you create an artificial tremor, and then you sign the name of Rav Acha, whoever it was, and it suddenly looks like Rav Acha's signature. So you see that it's possible for somebody to be able to forge a signature that the person himself would be fooled into thinking it's their signature. So you see there's such an idea. Now typically that's not something that we would imagine is going on. If Adam say this is our signature, then Lamais, in that case, he was molded. They realized that they discovered that it was caught. Typically, Chasimas Kiyom Shtaris goes by the Edom saying they recognize it. But what do we have over here? What makes this different? It was Nafal Yisra and the Lova Tanim Mizuyev. Therefore, even if there'll be Kiyom that will be found, it's not going to convince us that it's not Mizuyev. It could have been a Ziyev that's so good that even the Kiyom itself is not going to count as Kiyom. The Chayin Mashan Sarasim Rashna Kuntris, which is Rashbam over there in Baba Basra. The Kuntris in Baba Basra is, of course, Rashbam. Now, just to pause for 1 second. Tosis talks about even if we'll find Edei Kiyom. What about if the star that was found had Kiyom already? It had the certification of the Beis Din. That's called what? What is it called? Hentik. Then what? Would that be different? Or it's only when he finds Edei Kiyom, it's even if the star is Mekuyah. So the Rashash points out, and you'll see why he says it, he says it's Meduig and Tosis Bamitzia, it's not going to matter. Even if you have a star with Kiyom, that Kiyom that you found on the star that was on the floor might have also been forged. The Hepe could be forged. And how does Rashash know it? Because what Tosis is about to say right now. Right now, the answer sounds like we got the answer, right? Really, Taninan includes Mizuyev. But what's the issue over here? Why can we not return it? Because the star was Nafal Isra, and the Lova says Mizuyev, and when you have that combination, it's something that even the Kiyom itself is not going to be enough to get us over the hurdle that we suspect problems. It could have even been a forgery that even could look so real that you can get Kiyom, but it's not genuine. It's not a real Kiyom. But as the Rashash points out, from Mitosis and Bamisi, we're going to see that even if, not only if he does Kiyom afterwards, even if Shtar that you found had Kiyom. Why? Because it's follows. Tosis continues, and he has a caveat. So that the answer is what it is. But now Tosis gives us more details about when and when not do we return such a star that was found. When the Lova says, right, Mizuyev was found, we don't return it. Suppose the following. Now Tosis doesn't tell us here why he's saying this. It's like too much information. Why do I need it? I'm good. Hard enough Tosis as it is. Why could we stop right now? What does Tosis need to give us more information? But if you look at Tosis elsewhere, you know why. Tosis says, Avo. This Avo is as follows. Ileka lova kamon. This last two lines is going to give us some problems. Ileka lova kamon. The lova is not here. The amalva matza ede kiyum. Now, a few things to take here, one by one. The lova is not here. The malva found ede kiyum. The lova is not present. The malva found ede kiyum. Machzirin lo. We give it back to the Malvin. Let's pause for a second. What does Tosis want to say this for? What do you need it for? What's he doing? What do you want? I have already, my head is already bursting with everything until now. What do I need this for? What do I need to hear this? The Lekalov should know. The Lova is not here. The Malvin finds a Dikiyam, Marzirin Lov. There's a case that we could give it back. What's different in this case? If the Lova was here, and the Malva finds Edei Kiyom, what's the din?
He claims
Mizuyev. If he's here, then we still don't give it back. The Lova is not here, says Tosis, and the Malva finds Edei Kiyom. Not zero. Let's pause for a second right now. Freeze this frame right now. Why do I need to hear this? Why?
You said before, and I think Tosis said there's two categories. Number one, the Mizuyev by the Lova, and number two, that they found on the floor. But now,
Yeah. What you said is perfect. In other words, there's one of the factors is missing. In other words, here, you have the Edei Kiyom, but you don't have the Lova with his taina. Now, you have a kasha on that? There should be a kasha, you're right away asking, but we'll come back to it, but ask me a kasha. What about Tanina? So it should be the same. Because if you say, we're going now that we have Tanina, Mizuyev, so the Lova is not here. So how can you give it back? The Tanina should now create the same combination. Let's hold that question. That's just, we're going to come back to that. That's mamish, pellet, right? What does Tosfos do here? So Tanina, so what's the difference between here and that? Okay, but I ask you a different question. Why is Tosfos telling us this? That's what you said, good. That's the difference. But now we still have a problem because the Tanina should still kick in. Why is Tosfos telling us this? Too much information. Why does Tosfos, what's behind Ava? What does he need to tell us this? Maybe yes, maybe not, but like why mention it? And what, and if you saw Tosfos in Bar Mitzvah and Ksubis, you should know why Tosfos mentions it. It's because Bar Mitzvah. Why does Tosfos have to mention this? Because Tosfos has a problem. This pshat sounds too good to be true, because on the one hand, you're telling me that we're not machzir to the malva because, as we explained, we're afraid they forged the kiyum and everything else, and you can't trust it, anything. Nafal Yisra. But there are at least two other gemaras, two other statements that Tosfos quoted in Bava Tzia that say that you find a shtar and you could return it. What are those two statements? So the way Tosfos gets at it in Bava Tzia is by asking that as the kasha and answering the kasha by saying, well, in this case, it's a case where the lova is here. And he's saying mizuyif. And that's where lo yachzir. And the other two cases of yachzir is a case where the lova is not here. So that's what Tosfos is doing above Mitzia. And that's what Tosfos needs over here to make that differentiation without letting you realize why he's saying it. Tosfos is anim in makam echad, jid makam acher, often like that. You have to see that parallel Tosfos. So Tosfos quoted Shmuel and Ravasi. First, Tosfos says, "Amai lo yachzir." I'm reading from Bamitzia, if you will, four lines from when the wines get wide. So he quotes this Gemara. He's on this Gemara. The Ein Lomar. Now you want to say Kima the Nafal Yisrael? Maybe a simple reason why lo yachzir, because since it fell Yisrael, afilu yikaimenu yesh lachos shem mezuyifu. Even if he's mekaim it, we should be afraid. That's Mizuyif. So simple. He says, no. Come on. It's a type of star where the person is mishabin himself from right now. Yavzir. Because we're not afraid of all these possibilities that he didn't land because he's mishabin himself regardless. Mashma de inalovi befanenu. Shehumode. Va'ama yavzir. Go a few words later. Nechoshem Mizuyifu. Why not say the same thing? We shouldn't be mauzerit because maybe it's forged, even though you're mekaimit, it shouldn't be enough. V'chein Ravasi. What did Ravasi say? Now this is where the Rashash is coming from. Listen to this. Ravasi said, Hamotzi shtar kasuv bohenpik. You found a star that has in it a seal of basin. Mikuyam. Yishranuhu. We made it mikuyam. Yavzir. Fectosis amayachzir. You could have, if it's not foul, who knows what he forged? He forged the Yadim signature. He forged the Hempik. Tosfos is now going to differentiate between the cases. And Tosfos' differentiation is going to be based on what consideration? Here it's talking where the Lova is present saying Mizuyif. Here, that's where you can't be Mazir. That's the case of Rabbanim here with Rav Meir. And the other cases are when the Lova is not here. We see some, there's still some shinuyim between Tosfos here and Tosfos Bamitzia, but that's the basic outline. So now we know where Tosfos is coming from now to start differentiating when the lova is here, when it's not here. He's saying it because he has two other gemaras. Now, one of those gemaras was you found a star that has already a henpik. Now, wait a second. Maybe the difference is that if it has already the kiyum, so maybe that already, we're not going to be afraid that it's forged. So what do you see? Tosfos still needed to give the difference of whether the lova is here or not here. The only reason why you can be machzir the shtar sheyesh bo hempik and we're not afraid that he forged the chasimos of the dayanim is because the lova is not here. So you see that if the lova would be here, we'd even be choshesh on what type of a star? Star that's already? Good. That's the Rosh Hashanah for us. The Rosh Hashanah points out, when Tosfos says, I feel matzah edikim lo yachzir because we're afraid he forged the signature of the edim. The Rashi says, and not only if it's matzah edikim, even if the shtar was already mekoyim. How do you know it? Because Tosis is one of the cases Tosis had to differentiate based on the two categories where the lovis here saying mizrif or not includes the case of matzah shtar sheish bo hempik. So when we're choshesh, when the lovis here, it's even the shtar is mekoyim of it. Okay, but now we know where Tosis is coming from. So what did Tosis now? What exactly did Tosis say? So Bayasi said that we return it if the lovis is not here. We can return it. Only if he's here and it's Nafal Isra, then so we don't return it. Question we're holding in the back of our minds, what happened to Tanina? But Tosis says, when are we returning it? If Matzah Eidei Kiyuv. I want you to notice something interesting. Again, we're gonna come back to it. I want just to notice something. The Yesh Lomar. Look at Tosis Bamitsia. Should we do? Tell me what you do first. Here, finish Tosis here. Finish here. Yeah. Okay. Hold Tosis on the side. Back to our Tosis. I only took a little detour. Good, good. Fine. We can't for that. We did that only because I wanted you to see Bamitsia. Why so far? Because why is Tosis giving us more information than we need? Because there are other Gemaras, at least two Gemaras, that say you are Malzir. Okay. So Tosis is going to have to tell you because there are cases that we are Malzir. We're going to come back to Lush and Tosis Bamitsia. Let's go finish our Tosis and then go back. Okay. Avo. Everyone with me? Our Tosis. Avo. Ileka lobe kamon. The hamal the matzah edekiyim. So what's missing in terms of the two things that normally make us worried? The lobe is not here. But what did the malva do? The malva found edekiyim. Machzirin lo. We can return it. So we have a question in the back of our mind, what happened to Taninan? But meanwhile, we don't have the love of screaming Mizuyev. We can return it. But what did the Malva do? The Malva brought Edik. Now, let's continue another line. The Hadar Oselov Vitoin Mizuyev. Now, we gave it back to the Malva. Now comes the Lova, and he's going to say Mizuyev. He comes afterwards. He was taking a nap, he went away, he came on vacation, comes back. Meanwhile, in the interim, we returned the star that we found, that was found, to the Malva, who found Edekiyim, as it says. Now the Lova is coming and screaming Mizuyev. It says, Tosus Nira Desulo Mehemet. It seems to me that the Lova is no longer believed. Kevan de Huchzak Beheter. I want you to translate those words for me. Kevan de Huchzak Beheter. Kevan de Huchzak Beheter. Since Huchzak, there was some taking hold, Huchzak Beheter. What does it mean? Now, there are two ways that I can translate the words Huchzak Beheter. What is Huchzak going on? The star was Huchzak Beheter. Or the malva. Huchzak, the malva took hold of the shtar. Huchzak to take hold of it because we returned it to. Right. Now, which is the pshat? What does Tosis mean? Now, what sounds better? Before we prove it from Tosis Bamitsia, what sounds better in your mind and to your ears? The going on the shtar or going on the malva? Huchzak beheter. Why? Huchzak beheter. Shtar. Huchzak beheter. If it was if it was going on the shtar, what would be the language? Huchzak the kashrus. Huchzak the kashrus. Right. It was assumed to be fine. Huchzak beheter. But it's more clear from Tosis in Bamitsia, who uses similar language. But when we read Tosis Bamitsia, I want you to see something that immediately will strike you as very different than what Tosis says here. The Huchzak Beheter of Tosis here, when the Lova comes later in times Mizuyev, it's not going to matter, Nira, because Huchzak Beheter, because what? Because it was already taken by the Malva Beheter. But what was the case of our Huchzak Beheter? What did the Malva do, meanwhile, before we gave it back to him? He did Edekiyim, correct? Look at Tosfos B'Mesia with me. Again, where's Tosfos coming from? We have two cases. We are Machzir, Shtar HaKnas, Shtar Sheyesh B'Hempik, and we have this case of Lo Yachzir. So Tosfos says as follows. Demnosa Dishmov Ravasi Mairi. It says the Yeshlomer. See it? Mairi She'en HaLovid B'Faneinu. Ukach Yachzir. The Lov is not in front of us. That's why in those cases Yachzir. V'en Lachush HaMizuyafu. Did Tosfos say anything about Kiyum? No. The star did not have Kiyum yet. But the loaf is not here. And what did Tosfos already go on the record as saying? What can you do? You can machzir the star to the malva. Ukshi yertzu yigvos, nitam mezuyif. V'ev yikaymenu yigveh. So was it Kiyum yet? What are you giving back? Look at the words with me. Again, I don't mean to shout, but look again at the words. Since I couldn't help myself. Look at the words. Look at the words with me. No. Ukach yachzir. Right? Because it's ein alovit b'faneinu. Ukach yachzir. Then lachashem mezuyifu. In other words, when are we lachashem mezuyifu? If what? If it was nafal and what? And the lovit b'faneinu saying mezuyif. But if the love is not the faneinu, then we return it and in lachash mizifu. And now, what will be when he wants to come to collect? What are we going to have to do at that point? Nito mizuyif, even though the love still didn't come back, right? Nito mizuyif. The imikaimenu yigve. If he could, imikaim yigve. But meanwhile, we gave it back to him. Va'afilum yavu acha kachalove. Now comes now that this is now parallel to the veneer at the end of Tosfos. What about if the lover comes later, the yiton mizuyifu? So now should we, what would be if he was there earlier, if you say mizuyif? What would we have been thinking? Maybe what? If then, would we have given it back? No. And if he finds kiyum, would we have given it back? No. Why? Because maybe they're forged. But if we give it back before the lover was around, before he came back, and now he comes back, so Tosfos says, still, he'll be able to collect if he's mekayim. He wasn't mekayim until later. But Umaisa, we returned it to him before the lova came back. And now Tosfos, now this tracking the end of the Tosfos, and now if the lova comes later, now we're not worrying anymore. Why? Now look at the lashon. Ein lachash kevan, with the words, kevan, sheba liyado the head. That's parallel to which words? So what's the Hulsak Beheter then? The Malve. But there's a Shinoi, very Shinoi Gadol between the two Tosfos. This idea of Hulsak or Bal Yad Beheter, Tosfos B'Metzia is carrying it to a greater length than Tosfos in Gittin. Tosfos B'Metzia is saying, even if there wasn't yet Kiyum, Bal Yad Beheter, and the Lovik can come later, it's still not going to matter, Hulsak Beheter. Tosfos in Gittin is saying if it's Mekayim, so we have to explain exactly what the basis of that Shinoi is between the two Tosfos. Just for the sake of Hashlama, so this is all Tosfos in B'Metzia giving you the case where you are going to be Mavzirit. Let's just go on in there in terms of how he differentiates from the case of Rami and Rabbana. Right, he says the chain mashma le'el the kavacha shematzel l'shtar shnav b'yadayin mashma imamal v'matzel gove kibish kibish abiyadaleh. Another gemara like that. Avol hacha, just go line one line down. Avol hacha masnisin irish halove. I'm meeting in B'Metzia. Halove, no, b'faneinu v'shas nesir. When it was found, where's the love? It's present. The toin mizuyif, and therefore kach came at the ikar reisad in the fila v'gam what. Toin alove bevada mizuyif, then lo yarzir ki yesh lachush that what the shema yag yikva miyisom lekuchas hashalofan the kiyum hashtar veakiyum eno moel ki shema torach lezayif hashtar betov. To what extent was he mizayif? He's such a good fortuner. Ashe smurim ha'edim shehi chasimasan that the iwer fooled themselves, and we have that same gemara get pashut the manach yodei azanuka and so on. Rava thought it was his chasima, yeah. So Rabosai, interesting how the two Tosfos didn't have overlap, but yet there's interesting differences, and we have to try to sort this out. So we have a lot of things up in the air right now. Put one more thing up in the air, but just identify what so far has to be thought about. Tosis Bayas in Gittin says, the Malveh found a Dikiyam, the Lovah is not present, then you could give it back. You can give it back. When don't you give it back? If the loaf is here and it was found on the street, that's when we have to be suspicious. Even if we mekayim it, we can't give it back, because why not? After all, maybe it'll be mekayim. What's wrong? What's wrong is we suspect that it's all forged. But the loaf is not here and he found it in Kiyam. Tosis Ibra Metzia says further than that. Even if there isn't a Dikiyam yet, but the Lobah is not here, we're also not going to that point where we can be suspicious. If the Lobah is here, then we're not going to trust the Dikiyam. If it's Mekuyam already and the Lobah is here, same thing. We won't trust the Dikiyam. Right? The reason why we can return a Shtar Sheyeshbo handpick is because the Lobah isn't here. The Lobah is screaming Mezuyev, we can't give it back, even if it has Dikiyam already. But the Lobah is not here. So Kortos is getting what? If he's Mekayim, it will give it back. That creates what status? Hulsak Behet. Tosis Bamasiya says Hulsak Beheter goes beyond that. Hulsak Beheter is even if the star was Mekuyim, but the love is not here, we can give it back. What's the question? Okay, so we have to know what that difference is about. What's Hulsak Beheter all about, and what accounts for the difference between Hulsak Beheter, where we have Kiyum already, or we don't. That's one issue. What else do we have hanging here? The question that I respond. What happened to Tanina? Another question. And one more question. Maybe we can leave questions today without answers. Let's see. One more question. Are you a second? Tosis says at the very end, if the Lover comes later and says, Mizuyif, Suul Mehem, he's not believed. Kim's looking bad. Is Tosis 100% sure about that? Or is Tosis leaning in that direction? Nira. What is Nira? Seems that way. But you can hear otherwise, right? So when Tosis said a line before, that if Marza Edekiyum, but the Lobah is not here, Machzirin, was Tosis already sold on what he said a line later? He didn't say it yet, and he only says it with a Nira. So let's ask ourselves the question, how can you give it back? If the Lobah is not here, the Lobah could come tomorrow back and start screaming. It's Mizuyev. At this point, Tosis has not yet said Nira de Suol Mehemen. So I'm being medayik another chiddush from the words of Tosis. Because the two are not necessarily building one off of the other. Tosis says Nira at the end of the day. But the chiddush that Tosis says before that we can return it to the Malveh right now, based on what he says, Hulsak Beheter. And therefore, not assume that the Kiyum is forged. But what would be if the Lobah comes? Possibly. What would be then? We'd start thinking maybe it's a problem here with the Kiyum. Maybe he'd be believed. That's interesting. Because, again, it doesn't sound like the two lines are necessarily linked, that the first line is building off of the second. He says it as a separate cause, a separate section. If I'm reading correctly, then it comes out even more interesting. That Tosis was willing to go on the line and say that without the Lobah here, we can return it, even at the risk of knowing that the Lobah could come back tomorrow. And then when he says what he says, he speaks up, that will create a basis to start thinking that the whole thing is a forgery. So how can we give it back now? Again, because Tosa only says after the fact, Nira, the Sulaman. So we have really a number of things to sort out here, right? The taninan issue, the issue of the difference between the Huksek Behet and Tosus and Gittin Tosus Bamitsiya, and the inference in Tosus that you can give it back and allow him to hold on to it, even if you know that when the Lovah comes, he will be believed. The Tosus comes in and says, no, I don't think he'll be believed. Yes,
I noticed in Tosos and Bar Mitzia, when he quotes both Rav Asi and Shmuel, he uses a lashon of like Nicho Shenu Ziafu. Is that slightly different than Taninan? I read he pointed out like in the beginning of the shiur and that there's like the difference between Taninan Ziaf and like an intrinsic hashash.
Yeah, well, partly the Nechosh, I mean, here, your quote is a good diuk. I mean,
he doesn't, and in our Tosos here, it's like
right.
He says specifically
right.
Taninan
Ziaf. Right. So good. You have to know. I mean, it could be the tanina creates the chashash, but he doesn't say the word tanina. Okay. Any possibilities? I know at this point I want to leave the floor open. If you have anything to say about any of these diukim, and then we'll see what we can do. We better put it all together, and then a mitzvah Hashem will go on to other rishonim, right? Other rishonim, the issue of the Ran, the Ramban. And maybe your point also, we'll try to speak to your point also. Aryeh brings a very important point. In the Ramban, we had this about Messias, about Basis Man, that a star in Mekoi might be a zero, right? Not just that we need Taninan, the Etzem, it's a Chaspa B'Yalma, right? So there's a Ramban like that with the Shover case, if you recall. Yeah, the case of the Shover, you guys remember? Okay, so maybe we'll talk about that also. Any thoughts about, let's just take this Kasha, okay? Each Kasha should be isolated. So Tosus said that if the Lova is not here, we can return it, either with Eidikiyum, even without Eidikiyum, the two Tosis in. But I'm asking a simple question. Pashat Cheshbon, simple. Tosis is working now with the Shita that if he doesn't say Mizuyaf, we will do it. We supply the Taina. So can anyone figure out why it should matter if the Lova is not here? If the rule is that we can be Tanina Mizuyaf, that's what Tosus has established. I mean, he's not changing that assumption. So then how would it matter if you're telling me that in a case of Nafal, with the Lovis Tainas Mitzvah, we have to think that the Kiyum is not going to be enough to help us feel comfortable that the Shtar is not a forgery. So the Shlov is not here. The Seder. But Taninan Mitzvah, right? So why don't we have the same problem without the Lova here as if the Lova is here? Taniyim Mizuyif means we Taniyim Mizuyif. So then it should be the same issue. What's the difference? Simple question. There's a couple ways that one could try to address this, but it's some Pashup Shad here. There's nothing, no fancy theory here. I'm asking Pashup Shad and Tosis.
Because the case of Nafal is different, that in the Kiyamon help it so much, and therefore if we allow Taniyam in this case, we're never going to have an opportunity for the Malva to
get
it back.
You mean we feel bad for the Malva? We have to find cases for the Malva to get it back. Yeah, but what's forcing your hand is not that, it's because there's another Gemara. So we have to figure out how to be Miyash of the other Gemara. It doesn't seem to be like, oh, we just have to figure out ways for the Malva shouldn't have lost the Shtar. It's his fault. I don't know. Who lost the Shtar? Malva probably lost the Shtar. I don't know if that's a compelling Svara. You have to get more to the maybe to the mechanics of what's going on here. Why can't the Taninan do the same thing as the Tanis Halova? And then we're back to square one. Yeah.
Feed both of them at the same time.
What?
Feed both of them at the same time. Both.
Yeah, well, that's right. But why? That's exactly right. No, because why doesn't Taninan Mizuyev accomplish the same thing as the Tanis Halova?
Right.
Taninan Mizuyev. So then what? Why is it? Yeah, why is it any different, yeah?
Neither of them are strong enough on their own to be able to...
You need to beat them together.
But
why does the Taninan accomplish the same combination as the Tanis Halova with the Nafal Isra? In other words, it's not a Tanis Bari. Now you guys are getting good. It's not a Tanis Bari. It's interesting. Is Taninan a Tanis Bari? How do you view Taninan? It's not a Tanis Bari like the Lova. Is it a Tanis Shema? Sort of in between, right? There's a Russian suvis about this. Exactly. How do you view Taina? Something about the lowest Taina is obviously a stronger. That can combine with the Nafal. Yeah. Taninan cannot create the same basis of Chash. It's an interesting svar. Very good. Very good. Okay, anything else? Are you before yet?
Is there anything about like the motivation about why the Malva is or just happens that he's not there? Like the
Malva is not there. Why is not there? He had vacation. I don't know.
The Tosfos points out a chiluk between whether he's the Malva that comes and claims Mizuya before Kiyom or after Kiyom. Is there some type of like? Is there anything to the fact that maybe the Malva is only coming? If the Lova is claiming Mizuya before there's even Kiyom, like he didn't even need this. He would have probably wanted to, like if once there's a Reis in the Shtar, like yeah. even if the Lova didn't say anything, he would Mistama win if there's no Kiyom. But once there's Kiyom, then.
Again, this Kasha really is on both Tosis and though. This Kasha could be on Tosis here when there is Kiyom already, and let's do the Taninan, or Tosis Mamasi assumed you can give it back even before Kiyom. But again, if the Lova's not here, you could give it back. If the Lova's here, you can't give it back. So Amili, the Kasha could be in both cases. Like, why can't the Taninan be the substitute for the Tanis of Lova? So your Svar is good, and then that could be one Nahalach. Any other possibilities? Yes?
Is there also a difference in the Lashon between here, like a little Kaman versus Sulafano?
I don't think that. I think that means the same thing, different words. I think so. Yeah.
If it's about Bari versus Shema, then why does it matter if the Mava or if the Lova came before or after?
Okay. What could it be? Something about the Taninan? We can't do Taninan for a case like this. What is always inherently a problem with Mizuyif? Shchiach lo shchiach. Now, typically, at the end of the day, we say Mizuyif is enough shchiach to say Taninan. What kind of a Mizuyif are we talking about over here? What kind of a Ziyif? There's Ziyif and there's Ziyif. What kind of a Ziyif is this?
How
what kind of a Ziyif are talking about? What?
Even the signatures?
That even a Kiyom will fool us, right? That's Shriach? That's a Shriach is a regular Ziyif? Maybe that's the difference. In other words, a Ziyif and a Ziyif of this type of Chash that the Nafal Isra is bringing to the equation, that we're even not going to trust a Kiyom, that type of a Ziyif is clearly not going to be within the realm of a Tanina. So maybe that the difference is a Tanina Mizuyev of a normal Ziyuf, that may be yes, but when it's going to have impact in such a low, in such a very far-fetched type of a Ziyuf, maybe that we won't do Tanina for, only the Lover can do so. Let me end with this. This is not probably the Pshat in the Rashba, but there is a Rashba that test. If you want to take a peek at it, you can later or whatever. The Rashba deals by Richas on this whole issue, and he actually also discusses the question. Mitoch HaDvar, V'yeshlanu Lomar, in the middle of the piece, goes back to what was said before, that Shmuel's case is the Ena Lova Kan Lito Mizuyev. But then he adds, V'anan lo taninan musa de lo shchicha. And at first glance, it's a Pella. What do you mean? But he's going now that we do say Mizuyev. So if you wanted, you might think the Rashba means exactly this, but it's from another place in the Rashba, which I'll mention tomorrow, the Rashba meant something else. But he does use that Lashon. Other Achronim say maybe this point, that it's a Rosh Chicha type of Ziyuf, that we won't say Tanina not. Okay, so we have to flesh that out, and then the Nekuda looks like Beheter, exactly what that means. Okay, we'll leave that Mitzvah Shem for tomorrow. Okay? Good.